Evening, everybody. VR Podcasting here, otherwise known as Paul Hopkins, Birmingham, England. Find me everywhere with VR Podcasting. I've got a can of Coke, and I always have believed that a can of Coke is quite a dramatic experience, isn't it? I don't know if they deliberately do it this way, but the fact that it's so fizzy and you belch and it makes a really cool noise when you open it, and et cetera, et cetera. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to make this journey. And this isn't saying that I like Coke above anything else. So it's Coke. You can't, you know, use it as evidence to say that, you know, oh, Paul Hopkins thinks Coke's great, so everyone else would do as well. He endorses it. Well, you can pay me and I might endorse it. But otherwise, meh, ain't doing it. But Coke and other drinks, I suspect, would do this. Pepsi, maybe, but Coke particularly, I would venture to say Coke and 7-Up and those things probably all made by the same people, aren't they? But anyway, there's a can of Coke. And last time I drank a can of Coke, as I said, I thought it's quite dramatic. And I think it is. I think it's a dramatic thing, fizzy pop is, but in a can. So what I thought we'd do is we'd just, you know, drink this said can of Coke and see what happens, because I was so amazed with it last time, I decided that next time I drank a fizzy beverage, I would do this. I would audio do it. So that's the can of Coke. Hang on, let's see if we can get a nicer vibrate that we can hear it at the top there, can't you? It's already fizzing inside the can, you know. It's there, you go. Right, so we open the can of Coke. I think this is safe. I mean, that is a noise and a half, isn't it? And then the fizz, yeah. Okay, and now I shall drink some. I tend to drink, I quaff my Coke, I would say, like one would do their first few sort of pints or so of beer. So here we go. Yeah, hang on. Then you just have time to breathe, and then, you know what I mean? The first, and it is like that. Is this just a boy thing? Or what do girls do? Hey, they sip their Coke with something else in it, maybe. Who knows? But anyway, I'm sure more of this will come. But, you know, it really is. So we're going to carry on just doing this. I won't say much more about it, apart from sort of the noises that you will obviously hear. So I'm just over halfway down the can of Coke now. Another four mouthfuls gone. A little bit left in the bottom of the thing. And this is it now, isn't it? Once it starts, you get a little gastrointestinal kind of activity going on in quite dramatic initially and then less dramatic ways. And you do, you just swallow so much of this gas business. So listen, there's a little bit in there left now. And listen to that fizz. That's crazy. So I'm just going to have the last bit, although I think another big gastrointestinal disturbance is... oh, lordy lord. I can actually, I don't know if I should say this really, but it does have a habit of making you taste everything else that you've just eaten. In my case, a chicken burger and some chips tonight, as it's a chippy tea. Not necessarily chippy tea night, but chippy tea, yeah. There is a song called Chippy Tea, go and research it. It's very, very good. Very funny. Some Lancashire people do it. That's Lancashire in the northwest of England, for those of you that don't know your English-British geography. Okay, one more bit of Coke to go, and I think we're done here. Ah, it's good. And now, it's sort of spent, isn't it? That thing about Coke, isn't it? It's a very light can. And this is the noise it makes now.
you know. It just says put me in a landfill site, doesn't it? It shouldn't, but it does. You know, what else are you going to do with that now? Oh, I'm going to get loads of people telling me, aren't I? But yeah, you could recycle it somewhere, I expect. But really, can you? Does it get so? So yeah, well, I do have a thing that I put it in a box, a green one and a blue one. But that's it. That's it. It's empty. It's gone. It's spent. It's just nothing. It's lost its forlorum, or whatever you would call it. It's lost its thing. It's kind of pizzazz. It's zest. It's all gone. It's all in my stomach. And all created those 5 minutes or so of drama, which I hope you enjoyed. It's got to be better than Coronation Street and the like, surely. Here's me dropping names all over the place, but there you go. Yes, if you didn't enjoy that, then obviously you would have skipped it. And if you did, you'll no doubt comment. And if you're opinionated or have an opinion, don't have to be opinionated, but if you have an opinion, you will also comment, I expect. But I think I'm sorry that you missed it, for those of you that decided to switch off. And I wish you all a good night. Thank you. Pause recording.